Hello. Good morning. Who just came on?
I did.
Loretta? Good morning. Good morning. Didn't catch your voice. Oh.
You all alone?
No, I think, he was just with me. He was having some issues, major issues. I was having, actually just left. Make sure that the call was being recorded with all he's got going on. I didn't even get a chance going. Sorry. So how is your day going?
Good. You got some kind of noise in the background.
Echo. And I don't have a head here to put on. Let me, let's see if I switch on my then. I can hear the echo. And I don't know that it's coming from me or. Let's see. Let's try something here.
Repeating going in a real funny voice.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
It's still doing a little bit.
Yeah, I can hear it squawking here. Oh. If it's not one thing, it's something else.
That's better.
Okay. Try to move around here and see if I can get it. I finally did a, well, anybody on have any questions? I heard Mary Lou. I came on, yeah. Thank you.
But I don't know what that's supposed to be.
I don't either because I'm off speaker, so I know it's not, shouldn't be that. Mary, Rebecca and Dottie were looking for Carrie Roundy's testimony that was on
Jeannie. Has arrived.
I don't know whether it was internet or whether it was on, maybe it was on Steve's website, but, no, he said up on the internet.
Yeah, it was on,
anyway,
it was on Team Diamond.
Now he just, oh, it was on Team Diamond?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had links to it off my website, but it was on Team Diamond, so
okay.
I haven't found
all
it
right.
back.
Hey, I'm back. I got jumped off a while ago.
You did?
Yeah. I went into it. I'm at the park walking Gracie.
Oh, okay. In fact, I had trouble hearing whose voice it was. I heard when you came in, but for some reason, we've got a squeaker, a scratch that's kind of annoying here, and I took it off speaker, but still doing.
Is that me? I could be. I had my headset on.
No, it was before you came back on. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it's coming from. So,
yeah.
But anyway, anybody got any questions?
It came on. Not as Loretta came on.
Okay.
She was leaving. She came on, so something happened there, I think.
You want to try redialing, Loretta, and see if that will clear it?
Sure.
And we'll just see what happens. Yeah, hey, that sounds like that did it. Oops, maybe not.
Loretta?
Has left the conference.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, let's see. Now, still squawking.
Oh, that wasn't it.
That wasn't it.
Oh. Dottie.
Good morning, Dottie.
How you doing?
Doing good. Enjoying the beach house down here. It's another gorgeous day. The sun's coming up, and there's a beautiful sunrise.
Are you trying to make me feel bad?
Yeah, pink in the sky. Well, the best part is we're just having more fun talking to people and getting some great prospects going down here. I don't know what it is. It must be.
Loretta?
Has arrived.
Good morning, Loretta. That didn't take care of itself. We were still, it was still happening when you were gone, so it was not your fault.
Okay.
Not sure whose it is here, so maybe we're just going to have to put up with it. Well, I guess, you know, do you think it was when I came in? Let me try redialing and see. I'll be right back. I do have a recipe to give you that I think is really good, so hold on just a second.
has left the conference. Has arrived.
Oh. What, Loretta, are you there?
Maybe I'm muted. Okay, I'm going to try one more thing here and see if that will work. Is that any better? No, no. No, still didn't do it. Okay, well, we got the times turned off anyway. I played again. Well, I played because I forgot.
Are you sure?
But what it came out more like when I was putting it in the pan, it was like a regular crumb crust that you would press, into a pan. That was the texture of it. Before, it was always something you had to smear into the pan. It was much more moist, more moisture in it. And I think in the other ones I had used the silken tofu, and this one I did not. So it was a drier crumb crust. Therefore, when it came out, it was much flakier, but it still held together when you served it. So I was very pleased with the way it came out. So I think that's the way I will repeat it from now on. I'm always trying to make it better. And the texture, and Denny commented on it too. He says, hey, this is really good. It wasn't solid and hard to cut through like it had been before. It was just a good texture. So anyway, if you guys want to try it that way, let me know what you think and how you like it.
I have two questions. Did anybody buy?
Excuse me, I did. I had my regular scoops of Body Balance. I thank you for asking. I didn't write it down.
Say two scoops, Jeff?
Three. One, two, three. It's hard with that echo.
That's the vanilla or the chocolate, it didn't matter.
It probably wouldn't matter, but I did put the... No, I only had the vanilla with me. I had to use the vanilla. It wouldn't make any difference.
And what kind of oats did you use? Is that like the quick oats?
Not quick oats, regular oats. I rarely have quick oats ever available. I've bought a half a cup for one. Old-fashioned oats, yeah.
Okay.
Boy, that noise is terrible.
I know.
And we don't know what to do to stop it, so.
Stop talking.
Yeah, stop talking. Oh. I will have to say, guys, because I am excited, we had a wonderful night for follow-up last night with two of the people. One was actually to deliver the CD, the 2015, or is this for you, they're calling it both. It starts out with Rick Murphy's Is This For You, and then goes into The Beautiful Compensation, and mine ends with Jeff Van Blair comes 10 minutes on where he sees the potential of the business now at the tail end of the interviewed by Dave Johnson at the tail end of the Beautiful Compensation. So I like it. The gal that owned the restaurant did not get through all of it, and she was very, very busy at the restaurant last night when we stopped by. Had the best Thai food I've ever had in my life for $5 for between the two of us. A pad Thai dish. They make it. It's a advertisement to come and try their food. For on Tuesday nights, you can order pad Thai for $5. And I'm going, what? Enough to serve Denny and I, although Denny said afterwards I could have eaten the whole dish myself. And, of course, vegetarian with tofu in it for us. So it was tremendous. But anyway, her comment was, I didn't get through probably the last two or three on there, but she said, I asked her, I said, so what got your attention? And she said, everything we talked about, it was 2 days before, I guess, it wasn't the night before. And that was all the points listed in the flyer that we had presented off of the 2015 flyer that's on Dennis's website. So I think we did something right by using that as our guide, not think, I know we did, because she could see how simple it was to go through that. And we had little conversation other than to ask her questions. So that's my suggestion for anybody else that's attempting to talk to people. Keep it simple, do something that they can duplicate and see themselves doing it, because... we're meeting again. Tonight's her night off, the only night of the week that she has off, and we're getting together. So, and she asked if she could bring somebody with her a friend that she's already talked to that has put together a wellness, like a trade, like a mini expo with different people participating and doing sections of a program, and I believe they're setting up tables. I don't know the exact format, but she had come up with this idea because she felt the community needed to know other than medical ways of handling things. In October, when we're down in Cancun, otherwise we would be down here for it. And the other one was the gentleman that had managed, he told us last night, 200 to 300 people under him running resorts on the Oregon coast, standing running a cash register at Walmart. And we delivered the same CD to him because I had run out. We didn't have any with us in the car. So I said, how soon can you get through it? And he says, as soon as I'm off work in just a few minutes. I'm headed home to listen to it. So we'll check with him today.
Not to divert from what you were just saying, but what did your side quest with?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, Nancy.
What did you fill your pie crust with?
Oh, thank you. One was the blackberry filling, fresh blackberry, and the other was fresh peaches. And I'm not sure which one I like best. I think I like the fresh peaches because the flavor was milder and it didn't take away from the crust, which I would never have thought of putting those together, but it was the only thing I had down here to work with, so... thanks to Rick and Jeannie, they left us some fresh peaches, and that went into a pie crust, or went into the pie.
You just sliced them into it, or did you do something with the peaches?
Well, I did the same thing, the glaze, which is depending on how sweet you need it, the peaches are sweeter, I used less. I used about a third of a cup of sugar, and 2 tablespoons of cornstarch mixed together in the bottom of a saucepan. Dump in a cup and a half of cold water. Bring it to a boil. And then add... Wow, it stopped. Then add a... are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Add a 3-ounce package of Jell-O, the flavor that you want. With the blackberries, since I couldn't get blackberry Jell-O, I took blueberry and raspberry and mixed it together, and it came out the best. Raspberry is, a little redder, and it doesn't have quite the flavor. The blueberry put it the right color. Didn't look bright blue, which was gross to me. Mixed in with the berries, it doesn't show up that much. I would, if I only had one, I'd use raspberry again. But I mixed the two together to make a 3-ounce package and put that into the cornstarch and then let it set just until it begins to gel, which doesn't take very long. It'll do that even outside the refrigerator if the room is fairly cool. And then just put that over the top of the berries. It's just enough to barely stick them together. So blackberries, mine were really tart, or if you have a really tart berry, you might want to put in closer to a half a cup. You do not need to use that much sugar. You can put in stevia as part of it. Again, I didn't have the right one down here, so I was totally improvising. We need to have some people come in for dessert tonight, so hopefully they'll be pretty well gone so I don't have to tote them home. When we leave tomorrow. Easy. And
wish I was there.
Yeah, it goes over very, very well. I like the topping that we were given at Parkview that I gave previously. I don't have that recipe here with me. And what I'm going to do for tonight is I'm going to mix up a Vitamix recipe of the rhubarb ice cream, which I can only halfway remember, but I know it's a 10-ounce package of frozen strawberries, a can of coconut milk, enough either cashew milk or cream or just whatever regular milk you've got just to get it started in the blender, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla. There might be something else in there. I don't know if everybody's got it in their book right handy or not. But and rhubarb. I've got about a half a cup of rhubarb left.
Here we go. A cup of rhubarb, a cup of thawed strawberries, half a cup of sugar or use stevia, 1 15-ounce can of coconut milk, 2 teaspoons of vanilla combined.
Okay, I didn't have the, strawberries were already sweetened, so you can leave out the sugar if you have to resort to using those. So that goes in the Vitamix in chunks, everything frozen, the strawberries, except the rhubarb. And if that's not enough moisture to get it started, you have to tap it down with the tapper while it's doing it. It's like my 90-second recipe for ice cream. It comes out really good. I like it a little bit better when it's done in a traditional ice cream maker because it will stay stiff longer than in the barrel, but when I don't have it, this is the second choice, or first choice if you're in a hurry. So 90-second ice cream.
And you can use frozen rhubarb, I assume, right?
I haven't. My rhubarb is pre-sweetened also because I've made it into a sauce, and it's only sweetened with stevia, so that I don't even count that. I have not used frozen rhubarb, but you could. You would just have to put a little bit of liquid in there to get it started again. Well, now that we can hear each other think, guys, anybody have any comments or questions?
Hello again. You there?
Actually, you could make a rhubarb pie.
You could. A frozen rhubarb pie.
Crust.
Huh?
With your pie crust.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be very good.
Uh-huh.
Just make your rhubarb sauce.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Does that sweeten, or does that set okay? I've never made it with...
That's a good question. I don't know.
...any kind of gelatin, because I know pineapple doesn't.
Now, when you're making your one with the gelatin, are you using regular or unsweetened gelatin?
I'm using regular because that's part of the sweetness.
Well, but the other is sweet also. It's just sweetened with something other than sugar.
Wait a minute. What is sweetened? Jello?
There's two Jellos when you go to buy it.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's sugar-free Jello, though. It's with aspartame. I can't do that.
Is it aspartame? I haven't looked in years.
Or equal.
No, I haven't looked in years. Okay.
Yeah, it's been years since... actually, I've got one that somebody left in the drawer here. Let me go look, and I can answer that question. Artificial... What's this? Where is it? I know it says sugar-free. Here it is. Package of strawberry. Let's see what it says. What's the symbol? Well, that's strange. It doesn't even have it on the front.
How about under the ingredient thing?
Yeah, it's got to be there. Okay, it is aspartame, yeah.
Okay.
Aspartame. Forgot. I always say aspartame. M on the end there, or M-E on the end. Yeah. Don't like that stuff. It doesn't work well for me. You can tell the packages are extremely light because it's just a, you know, it's called the phony food. The few grains that's in there that makes it chemicalized. I can use real, regular, old-fashioned sugar much better than I can with that.
One other point that from yesterday's talk that we had about the doctor's show where he did that Project Unhealthy, he said before he eats anything, he asks himself, will this allow me to have good energy 30 minutes from now?
That's a, and he, of course, he was picking the negative ones at that time.
Yeah. I mean, and then he went on to describe how he went into that unhealthy thing for 5 days. But he's certainly back to asking that now. And that's probably how he lives his life, pretty much.
You know, I can't imagine doing that. I mean, I can imagine cheating once in a while.
Oh, but this is a test.
But yeah. Well, it definitely proved out for him.
Oh, he says after one meal. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that, well, you know, you can feel the difference when you put stuff in. When you know it's not good for you, usually you have a reaction to it.
If you pay attention.
If you pay attention, there you go. And you, especially if your body's not used to it. You know, if your body's used to it, you don't know the difference. It doesn't know the difference to tell you in the way that it does when you cleaned up your food intake and then you do something like that.
Because that's your normal.
Because that's your normal, yep. Just like what we were all putting up with when we were eating that. You know, there was something on TV last night, late at night, that I've never seen on, and it was a whole program. It was like it was put on by Parkview. In fact, it was put on by Adventist group, and they advertised it, and I'm going to go in on the website and see, because they had a guy cooking in a funny colored hat. It was, you know, I thought, what in the world is this? It's not the Food Channel. And he just had a table full of bowls of chopped up food. And he kept throwing them together. He had an assistant. They both had white surgical gloves on. And they were throwing, he had the hot plate and the fry pan, and he was throwing in hands full of food. He had pre-made some sauces, different sauces. And so he would take an assortment of food in this fry pan, and he was flipping it like you would flip pancakes over in a fry pan. And the whole pan full of food was flipping. He was very good. And he didn't stir it. That's the way he was stirring it. And I've tried to do that, and I can't accomplish that. Anyway, it was a pretty good-sized fry pan. He'd always come out with a good-sized plate of food. It was all vegan. And he would then put the sauce on the top, and then she would add things like, she had different kinds of nuts and different kinds of, like, chopped onions, herbs, and she would add that as he'd hand her the plate. And he says, and then sprinkle it. Well, by the time she got the few toppings, two or three toppings on it that she was adding, he would have another pan of food started. I mean, it was going that fast. I don't know how many pans and big plates of food he had made. The table was covered with them in about 10 minutes. And then they said, as soon as we have our commercial or our break, he says, we're going to do, she said, we're going to do a dessert. And the dessert was serving pears, stuffed pears that they had peeled or partially peeled, like an Asian pear, but these were taller. I thought they'd said Asian pears because he was talking about the crispness. And he said, we're going to freeze these overnight. He peeled them or partially peeled them. He'd scrape down the sides and leave strips of the peel on, take the core out in one piece out of the center of it with one of those round cores, and then froze them and then pulled them out the next day and said they're still crisp and partially thawed, and then stuff them, and then put the sauce that he had made previously. I I can't remember that it wasn't an orange sauce. It was something else. But he had several different sauces he was working with. I didn't get any of the sauce recipes. I just watched him throw all the veggies together, which didn't take anything. I mean, he was just taking handfuls off of these plates full of vegetables. And she made the comment, we could make 15 or 20 more plates of food from these vegetables that are just left over, and look how many we've got sitting here already and how fast it's gone. And it was strictly a commercial, so to speak, nothing to sell, for the way of eating that biblically is correct, they were emphasizing, and the healthiest way to eat. And he added, you know, start with small changes if you can't do it all at once, and just keep adding, you know, whether it's one healthy meal a week or one a day. He says it doesn't matter. Just keep going this direction, and you will feel the difference. Never seen anything like that on TV. It must have been a 30-minute show.
In the middle of the night when nobody's watching.
Yeah, in the middle of the night when nobody was watching. Actually, it was right after the 11 o'clock news, so it wasn't really in the middle of the night. I think it probably came on at 11:30 because I had turned it off by midnight. So I thought, wow, this is interesting. So once I figure out what the website was, I think I've only got part of a phone number too. I was not doing much. I was doing something else and not trying to really concentrate on it. Didn't bother to write down. Oh, I guess I did write down the combination on the pears, which was, I don't know what the orange sauce was, so I can't, you know, until I can find the website on it, hopefully. Anyway, just another point of interest of awareness being brought about. Oh, and they were talking about the cost being within people's reach because of the economy now also. Another point. Guys, I don't know where we are. I need to look at my phone here to see what time it is over time. So last minute thoughts or questions? Quiet today, I can tell. I previous background noise. Well, guys, make it an absolutely fantastic day, and Jeannie will be with us tomorrow. She's back in Phoenix and on a roll. So have a great one, have a healthy one, and we'll be with you tomorrow. We might be traveling, come to think of it. It'll depend on where we are. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Bye-bye.